Blog Talk Radio.
December the 4th, 2017, and Taking the Limits Off is on the air live from your West Side Studios, located on the third floor of Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church. And man, we have a show for you today. As always, it's your boy, your host, Ms. Danny L. King, alongside my brother in ministry, the one, the good pastor from the South Side of Chicago, from the First Bethel Church, Pastor, Reverend, Minister, Doctor, Bishop, Apostle. High priest. He never did juice like that before.
No.
Cornelius Potts. What's up, sir? When you get ready to have your next anniversary for your pastor, for pastoral anniversary, yeah, call me just to do the invitation.
Well,
I ain't got to preach.
They
no.
doing an appreciation service for me.
I 17. Have me introduce you.
I got you.
That's all. I ain't got to preach. I ain't gotta
got
to give a script. I'll just come and do it.
I got you. I like that.
As, look, as Steve Harvey said, I'll bring you in.
I'll bring you in.
Now, I sure bring you in. Now. I bring you out. I do it. Yeah. I do it. Anyway, y'all, we're going to have a good time today, man. Today's topic of conversation is going to be great. Missional Monday. Y'all know it is. Outreach stuff, all that good stuff. Seven signs is not really a team. Seven signs is not really a team. Yeah, you go. I thought about you. I said, I hope you're coming today.
Yeah.
I thought about you. I said, yeah, seven signs. You're not really a team. That's going to be the topic today, y'all. I hope y'all ready for it. I'm excited about it. It's going to be a good time. So y'all just get ready, man. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. Let me give you the rundown real quick on how you can be a part of today's show. If you're already listening on the line, simply push one and you can be a part of today's broadcast. That'll get you in. That'll get you to our producer. She'll get you over to us and you'll be in the house. If you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 347-934-0546. Again, excuse me, that's area code 347-934-0546. We would love to hear from you all that way. If you are on social media, so are we. You can tweet the show. Tweet the show at TTLO Radio. Again, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. We would love to hear from you all via Twitter. Definitely would love to do that. If you're on Facebook, you want to Facebook, follow us on Facebook. Like our page, man. Go to Taking the Limits Off, TTLO Radio. Just do a simple search. Go to Taking the Limits Off. Like our page, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. You can find us there. If you want to email the show, email us, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. Takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. We would love to hear from you all that way. Again, that's takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. Look forward to hearing from you. Love reading your emails on the air. The live streams are up and running. Ustream.tv. Ustream.tv, you can find us right there. Ustream.tv, look forward to hearing from you guys. Love our Ustream viewers and watchers. Ustream.tv, you can find us there. And then Facebook, Facebook Live, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. We are live and waiting for you. Facebook Live, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Excuse me, you can find us right there. Yeah. Kathleen said, hey, y'all, she quick. You can find us right there. Looking forward to hearing from you guys on Facebook. We love interacting with you guys as well. And then last but not least, subscribe to our podcast. Do a simple search, Taking the Limits Off with Dana and Devon, and you will find us there. Man, you know what just dawned on me? We only got – yesterday was the last – and it didn't hit me until afterwards. Yesterday was the last first Sunday of the month.
It was, yeah, man.
And it's just – this year is going fast. But anyway, that's all the contact information. That's how you reach us. That's what we do. It's going to be a good time. Parks!
Man, what's going on?
What's going on? You know what is different in the fall?
Uh-huh.
Even though you done been here for a while, it's different in the fall because softball is officially over.
It's
I know it's been over for you for a while.
Indoor now, dorm softball. But I'm not playing.
Are you serious?
Yeah, man.
Where the hell? What dorm y'all playing at?
Rosemont.
Okay.
Man, they got at least 30 some teams.
Now, what, they playing on turf or something?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, man.
I don't miss turf burns.
No, I can't afford to do it because with my outreach stuff.
Yeah, right. You got
too much going on. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't miss turf burns.
Yeah. Oh, I don't miss them.
Astro turf burns is not of God.
I don't, man.
They would not. God didn't intend for us to play on Astro turf.
No, he didn't, man. Them cherries, man. I remember
man,
clear as day,
man. Look here, and they don't. And if you don't do heal them right,
my God. Permanent mark.
Woof. God, I just thought about it.
Yeah, man.
Okay. Anyway, what's going on, man?
Man, you got this thing, man.
So
what's
I saw
you.
You had a thing. You something about 10,000? Did you go pick up some more
stuff
today?
Is, man, tomorrow, man. Mm-hmm. To God be the glory. We're taking another truck to pick up more items,
mm-hmm.
More toys tomorrow. We got tomorrow and Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate all the support that we've been getting all across the land. And you know what's so fulfilling is this morning I woke up to like 3 emails from individuals across the city,
mm-hmm.
that need help.
Wow.
And listen, I get pleasure in that because
these
are individuals that's not connected to the team or our networking, but they heard of it.
They know you're a resource.
Oh, not, no, I don't know them.
No, I mean, but they know about.
They heard of it.
Yeah,
And so I don't know what type of
somebody
researching
has shared.
They did.
Somebody has shared.
Yeah. And these are Hispanics.
Yeah.
And so I am so happy to – I woke up this morning to that, and I said, man, we serve a great God. And so
– something you should do when you start getting hit from people who you don't know,
uh-huh.
is to simply ask, how did you hear about us? Because – and you need to document – and you document that.
That's
Here's
good.
Why. Because you document that, and now you know where your information is, how it got out.
That's good.
And then is that something the next time – is that an area you need to market? Because if they heard about you, they going and then if the relationship is legit after this is over, then next year they going to pass the word.
Yeah.
So now you go from 10,000 to 15,000. Yeah. Come on, somebody.
And I like that, man, because what it is, man, each year our numbers go up.
Yes.
For every event that we do, our numbers go up.
That's good.
And so right now, you know, it's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of the process is never good. But you appreciate the process when you start completing tasks during the process.
Right.
And so one of the biggest things, and we shared it, you shared it before, and you made mention, is gift wrapping paper, tape.
Have you been getting it?
And we haven't got any yet.
Okay.
But I had people to say they're going to do.
Okay.
And so it haven't been a demand as in yet because we haven't started wrapping. But next week, actually, the gala is Friday, and we're starting wrap Saturday. We need to start rapping like ASAP, man.
Okay.
So we got these Infinity scars that I you know, I don't know nothing about it. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's the women thing. And,
mm-hmm.
and I showed the ladies at the church yesterday. Every lady I showed, they see that these are Steve Madden's. They name brand stuff.
Okay.
And so we got over 2,000 of those. And then we have we have so much
mm-hmm.
of things.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow we're picking up bikes.
Wow.
Yeah, we're picking up more toys. And so we're going to bless so many people. But listen, I say this to all of you. If you're not doing anything Friday night, don't let the cold weather fool you.
Mm.
Don't let it keep you indoors. This is a great need for our kids.
Mm-hmm.
And we're
mm-hmm.
going to do exactly what we need to do. But we need the people to support it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be at the JLM Center. That's 2622 West Jackson,
mm-hmm.
from the hours of 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. Mothers of the church, if you come, just expect a good time. We're not listen, this is not a church event.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say this loud and clear. This is not a church event. It will be church people at this event, but not a church event. This is a fundraiser. In order for us to raise funds, we got to have many avenues of things going on to get the capital in there to make us be able to support the calls with 10,000 toys.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys would know we need this. We need this. When we looked, cut up the costs, when we cut up, chopped up the costs and mm-hmm. all that, sometimes we don't put some of the necessities in that cost.
Mm-hmm.
That means transportation, getting the trucks, renting trucks and all
right,
that.
Right.
Storage space. Make sure we put stuff in storage and keep the toys in there and other things that we need. So it's a whole lot of things mm-hmm. that we didn't look at. Yes, there is a PayPal. Leslie, if anyone that's on the team, please throw the PayPal information underneath the comment, because we want to make sure every individual have an opportunity to donate whatever you possibly can do. Kathleen, I will give you the PayPal soon. I get an opportunity to do it. Matter of fact, I got my pat. Thank you so much, Leslie. So we're going to do that. We want to make sure that every person that want to play a part in this be able to touch the matter, touch the event. How can you touch the event? You touch the event by serving. You touch the event by serving, by sowing, and you touch the event by sharing. And so there's three things you can do to touch the event. Serve, that's gift wrapping, that's coming to the gala, that's coming and coming to different drop-off spots to gather the toys. Sowing, you can sow a seed. I don't care how much it is, $1, $5, $100, thousands of dollars, whatever you want to sow, you definitely can do it. Sharing, you can share this. Send it across the country. Send it across the state. Let individuals know that this is going on and we need the support. So that's three. My alliteration came on. A good alliteration. You can serve, you can sow, and you can share. There's three ways that you can partake and be a partner of this event or this festivity or this endeavor, because it don't stop Friday after the fundraiser gala. It's an ongoing thing until Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you do it. Once again, give PayPal one more time. I'm hitting it today.
Mm-hmm.
It's parksnoop@gmail.com. Thank you. So that's how we're doing it, y'all. So if anybody want to be part of it, just let me know. Let some of the team members know, and we appreciate you so much.
One more time. So the gala is this Friday.
Uh-huh.
What time?
2622 West Jackson. That's from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. We have festivities. It's going to be good decor. It's going to be good finger food and plenty of dancing and some spirits. So we want to make sure that we're here to have a good time. And then also we're raising money.
Right.
There would be raffles going on. If you bring a toy, you still have to pay the $5, but you also will be included in our gold raffle.
Mm-hmm.
Well, our gold raffle is a brand new set of golf clubs.
Mm-hmm.
Brand new set of golf clubs in our gold raffle.
Wow.
So we asking them to be a part of this. Come on in. Come on. We appreciate you guys.
That's good. So real quick, man, I'm gonna put you on the spot.
Go ahead.
So I'm trying to get the young man's last name. So we had a member of our church. Sad story. I think I may have shared part of this with you guys. His name was Edward Townsend.
Okay.
They joined church the first Sunday that I preached in October.
Okay.
Him and his son is an older gentleman, and you know, let him speak on the mic, he said that he was the only one taking care of his kid.
Okay.
Young man, I believe, is in the first grade. Y'all help me, please. Danielle or somebody. I believe he was in the first grade. The week of Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Walking the little boy to school right here at Duke Ellington.
Okay.
Died and had a massive heart attack.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Right here, a block away from this.
Wow.
Block away.
Wow.
With the little boy patting him on the chest, trying to tell him to get up.
Wow.
So we've reached out. Through,
wow.
We've reached out through some social workers. Tanya has done what she can on her end to try to find out what we can about the family and everything. And he's currently living with his older brother,
okay.
Who took him in. We found out some stuff that he needs as far as school uniforms and all that kind of stuff. That kind of stuff we're able to handle. But I thought about you instantly.
Okay.
And I said, well, let's do if possible. And I know there's a whole bunch of kids that's got a whole lot of needs and all that stuff, but I'm only focused on this one young man.
Sure.
If we could take some stuff and put some stuff aside,
Make
some so that this kid, because I don't know what the situation
is.
His brother, he's six. I'm assuming he's five or six.
Okay.
First kindergarten or first grade, so whatever that age is, that five or six, right?
Now, yeah. Did he? Do we still need school supplies too?
He might.
Okay, so
he might. By the time we get to next week,
okay.
Let's get through all of the gala and everything
okay.
else. Well, by the time we get through that, I'll tell you exactly what it is that he needs, man. And I thought about it. I was like, I almost called you when I found out.
So
instantly,
this is
but,
what we do, and we said it's open because one thing I share and do, we take no credit for what the Lord blessed us with.
Right.
So what we're going to do, we're going to give you everything,
mm-hmm.
and you can do on behalf of your ministry. Or,
right. Well, we'll do it, make it a part of the whole process, man. Make it do it the TTLO thing.
There you
fine.
Go.
That's
there
fine.
You
that's,
go.
That way everybody
there
is,
you go.
Is all
and
of
so,
us included. Yeah,
yeah we'll give him toys, and
mm-hmm.
then also we'll give him school supplies as well.
Okay.
Because
okay.
we have all that stuff. And then, to be honest, you know, let's bless him with a bike.
Wow.
Let's bless him with a bike.
Wow.
I'm picking up bikes tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Let me share something with you guys
wow.
about receiving things. Everywhere you go, the Lord got some stuff stored up for you.
Mm.
You just got to be in the right proximity to get what it is that God has for you. So one of my donors, they have some bikes
mm-hmm.
that's been just sitting there.
Wow.
For a while, that been sitting there for me to come and get.
Right.
They never told me to come get them, but I'm claiming that.
Yeah, because you were doing a bike drive.
I did my bike drive in June.
2 years ago.
I did it. I
did another
year.
One. Oh, okay. Yeah,
every
yeah, 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 yeah.
So, but they didn't see these bikes.
Okay. So they didn't know they were.
They was hid behind some other pallets.
Wow.
And so I was supposed to, and
wow.
Cardinal was with me, and Cardinal can testify to
mm-hmm.
this because he's seen them.
Mm-hmm.
And he's seen the pallets that
mm-hmm.
we're supposed to go pick up. Well, we're picking up tomorrow.
Right.
And so there's some, we got bikes that we're going to bless individuals with. All we have to do is wash off the bikes.
They just dusty.
They just dusty.
So they've been sitting up.
They've
right.
been sitting up in
wow.
a big warehouse. So we want to bless this young man with a bike,
mm-hmm.
and then also bless him with school supplies, and then also bless him
that's
with
awesome.
Christmas gifts.
That's awesome.
And so I thank you for
yeah.
even mentioning that
yeah,
young man.
Yeah, it just dawned on me. I thought about it. I said, you know what? If you know, I know 10,000 toys and the prayers that hundreds. Of kids and families are blessed and able to help them out,
yeah.
but
yeah.
I'm concerned about this one.
Yeah,
you know,
and
that's you know.
Let me say this: some exceptions of the rule.
Yeah.
Is now normally we don't do the personal request
exactly.
for everyone.
No. Right.
Forgive
me for even asking you on the air because
no,
it just dawned on
no,
me.
No,
I should have waited.
No,
yeah,
when
I should have waited.
What I meant, and let,
yeah.
let me correct myself. When I meant personal request,
mm-hmm.
more like
mm-hmm.
what we gonna give the kid.
Right.
We don't now. If you say we want to bless somebody, oh, we're gonna
right,
bless them, but
right.
we're not gonna say in particular what we
right.
want to bless them with.
Right.
But you just hit me because
yeah.
you know, number one, he the young man joined the church, right?
Yeah, his father joined,
yeah.
brought him. Yeah, they
yeah.
they joined the
and
church,
and so we want to bless him. And
yeah.
you know, I'm just a believer that when first thing came to mind with those bikes, like,
mm-hmm.
and I'm sitting here, what I'm going to do with these bikes? And,
yeah,
and
I don't even know if the little boy know how to ride a bike yet,
but
hey,
you have a bike from
somebody
this summer.
Can teach him.
You have a bike from this summer, so. So, you know, this is all about being a blessing. This is the season to become a blessing to others. And many of us don't know. I'm this is my passion because
yeah.
I didn't have everything I wanted
as a kid. Absolutely.
After I left home from mom, I wasn't privileged to receive gifts and toys
mm-hmm.
at Christmas time
mm-hmm.
because it was so many of us in the household.
Mm-hmm.
And so grandmother couldn't really afford to buy toys. No, it was a struggle providing food.
Mm.
And so I had to be appreciative for what I was able to get.
Mm-hmm.
And so even as I got older, and let's be real, I wasn't always the greatest father in the world as well.
Mm.
And so I missed out on some time that I could never get back with my kids.
Wow.
And so I got convicted,
mm-hmm.
and I told the Lord that I would change my capacity,
mm-hmm.
change my thinking,
mm-hmm.
change everything about me
mm-hmm.
that I can reach out to others
yeah.
that was in the same boat I was in.
That's good.
And so now what we at today, we at a place that we want to support those that's really that's in need. Now, let me say this. There's some people that really that look like they're not in need.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes them the most that's in need because they putting on this front.
Wow.
They win this picture. Like yesterday, I preached on Catfish.
Mm-hmm.
You know the TV show Catfish?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, they presented themselves
yeah.
in one matter to get what they want.
Yeah.
And I talked about the story of Daniel,
mm-hmm.
how Daniel didn't waver. He didn't
mm-hmm.
change who
mm-hmm.
he was, even though the decree was set out that if he do this, if he pray or he call on the name of the Lord, what was going to take place. And a lot of times us as Christians, we lose our identity because our back is against the wall.
Yeah.
And not knowing that even though your back is against the wall, God knows how to come in.
Yes.
And silence whatever it is that's trying to destroy you.
Come on.
And so because of the his passion for God, when King Darius came back, he asked the question, this God that you serve, was he able to deliver you from? Here, let me share something with you. Sometimes God don't deliver you from stuff because he didn't deliver him from it. What he did, he silenced his enemy.
Yeah, that's it.
He didn't pull him out of the cage.
Yeah.
Sometimes the Lord will keep you in the same capacity of your enemies.
Come on now. See the lion's den.
Yeah.
See the fiery furnace.
Yeah.
He didn't deliver him out of
He didn't deliver him out of
He just didn't let the fire do no damage.
Exactly. Exactly. He just didn't let the fire destroy.
Come on.
And so a lot of times we ask God for deliverance or take us away from stuff.
Right.
But sometimes you want God to just silence the atmosphere.
Yeah. Come on.
And so I love that part. And so I said this to some people today that, you know, if the only investment that I know for a fact that you will benefit from is investing in the kingdom of God. You can invest in buildings. You can invest in 401k. You can invest in trades.
Yeah,
stocks.
Stocks. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can invest in that. But to be honest with you, guess what? It will fall within your eyesight.
Mm-hmm.
Within
read Pat Hicks's comment. I want you to read it.
Pat Hicks said, I met this man that you're speaking of when I came to Kingdom the Sunday before Thanksgiving. When I heard this, I was in total shock. This is going to be a blessing to this little guy and his family, too. I'm sure you guys are doing the work of the church and not just the work, church work. Keep it up. You are blessed to be a blessing.
Yeah,
Thank you, Pat Hicks.
She's talking about Edward Townsend, the gentleman that passed away the Monday before Thanksgiving. Right out here on the street. Walking that young man to school. So that is going to be a blessing, man.
Wow.
I'm feeling some kind of way. So
thank God that you. I'm serious.
You know, I hadn't even thought about it until before,
good,
and it's like, you know, instead of you know Christmas. I know Christmas ain't about toys. I understand that, but you know what? As a kid, I understand, you know, baby Jesus and all that. I get all that, but as a kid, nobody wants a kid's Christmas to be ruined.
Exactly.
You know what? And not know whatever. And the thing about it was, I can tell you the last time we saw that young man here, the father told us that he had been having fights and stuff in school because he had been, you know, he's being bullied and all this stuff because he had some speech issues and everything. And so when he was here that Sunday before Thanksgiving, it was a bunch of other little kids here at the same time. And he was talking about, he's running around telling people, I got friends.
Wow.
So, because he had met all these, so they running around the church, you know, it's a big old church, so they having them a good old time. They running around, and the father said, I've never seen him this happy.
Wow.
So, you know, and everybody knew him because, you know, Ed would walk up to you, and you'd be ready to go. Ed was going to hold you for 15 minutes.
Wow.
Now.
Wow.
And most of his conversation dealt with talking about that little boy.
And you know something?
That's the,
you know, what? You know what bothers me, too?
Mm-hmm.
Is those the people we run from.
Normally, you're right. But you know what the difference was with him? And I'll say this. His spirit was authentic.
Wow.
Because a lot of people would run because they kept thinking, at some point, he's going to ask me for $5.
Yep, yep.
At some point, I don't know if he asked anybody else. He never asked me for a dime.
Wow.
I had 5 conversations with him that I could remember. He never asked me for a dime. He just simply said, I knew I had to get my life right with God for him.
And you know what's so crazy? That last conversation you never thought would have thought it was still going to be.
No,
bad.
Because when we sit in Bible study that Tuesday before Thanksgiving, and the young lady said, what happened? The room went silent. We like, wait a minute, not dude that was just here Sunday.
Wow.
But again, you know, it's crazy, man. But you know what? I'm just excited that you know, here's the deal about it. The one thing we knew was that father, we know he's gone with me, but he knew the Lord. We knew that much.
Yeah.
So see, I can get comfort in that. It ain't like one of them fly by night type deals. He knew who God was.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Are you connected to any of his family?
No, we weren't able. The only reason we found out about the little boy was because we had to go through social workers.
Wow.
Because the phone number we had was his cell phone. Well, who gonna answer the phone?
Exactly.
And the address we had, nobody answers the door. Wow. Because he lives right around the corner.
Wow.
So we went through the school, through social workers to find out, because we knew he was at Duke Ellington.
Wow.
So the little boy's across the street now at school.
Because I want to see,
and the thing is, we're trying, and I had some people working on it. Somebody else tried to take the ball and run with it, and because they heard we were doing it, so you know how that go. Ain't heard a word from him.
Well,
so we're going to take it back over.
I really want us to, if we can,
we will
get a family representative, bring them here, and we'll present.
That would be cool.
We'll present the bike and gifts and everything right here on the show.
Wow.
Since this is TTLO.
Wow. I'm going to see if that's possible.
Yeah, if that's possible.
I'm going to tell you what you need to do.
Yeah, so our viewers could see.
And Dana, I saw your message. Dana, you private messaged me. I saw that about sending something. Contact LaTanya. Or LaTanya, reach out. Is that Dana Miller? Let me see who that was. I think that was Dana Miller that private messaged me. Hit LaTanya up so we can see how we can get that done. Bless y'all, man. That's
good.
Y'all messing with me. Y'all gonna leave me alone today.
You done messed up. I'm trying the new glasses on, so I didn't want to.
He got to run DMC. My man got his Run DMCs on today.
Yeah, I'm trying a new look, y'all. but I don't know how long it's gonna
last. I want you to get church on the move over here, talking about somebody she need a bike.
I seen that.
I know you.
I seen that. I did. Yeah, but man, can I do the Let's do the TTLO Bless Challenge.
Okay, what's that?
Help our listeners, why don't you bless someone in need during this holiday season?
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have to let us know who it is.
Yeah, just do something for somebody.
It can be between you and the Lord.
Yeah, just do something for somebody.
Do something for somebody
that
you, for a fact, is not getting no credit for.
Mm-hmm.
That you just want to reach out and touch them in a way that you know they haven't been touched before.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that there's many people throughout our communities, many people right within our reach,
mm-hmm.
our churches, even some people that you work with that need support, need help.
Mm-hmm.
I dare you to become a blessing to them.
Wow.
I dare you.
I dare you.
Whether it's a gift, food, or just a card,
mm-hmm.
gift card,
mm-hmm.
Be a blessing to them.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us are privileged now. We, mm-hmm. we're able to survive. We're able to
bless somebody with a cup of coffee.
Yeah,
right. It don't take much.
You'll be surprised. The littlest thing can really put a smile on someone's face.
Yeah.
I'm serious. And not only that, we're going to do.
The stuff that messed me up, and I'm sure you've seen it. And I wish we were in a position to be able to do it. And I love watching the reaction. Have you seen those videos on Facebook and YouTube?
Wow, I know
where the guy's in the grocery store.
Yeah,
and the person's sitting there.
Yeah,
and there's this one, and it's old. It's about 3 years old now. I'm about to get messed up talking about it. And this lady, and she's up there, and she and the guy comes up, and all he tries to do is pay for her stuff, and she's in shock. And she says, she starts to tell a story about what happened. Because these aren't set up. These aren't set ups. These are just, and only people know about are the cashier at the grocery store and the person who's filming. And this guy just walks up with either cash or a gift card. He swipes it and he walks away.
Exactly.
And I remember the one young lady saying she had just lost her job or something. And
I remember that.
She didn't know how she was going to pay for something. And the cashier started crying. The man who paid started crying.
Wow. Wow.
And I thought about it. I said, there's nothing like blessing somebody else, man.
Seriously.
And you can't get if that don't move you,
man.
You need to check your heart, check your pulse.
Listen.
I'm telling you.
This is why I take this time of the years. This might be a funny story to you guys,
mm-hmm.
but this was a story of poverty for us.
Mm-hmm.
I never forget around Christmas this one particular year,
mm-hmm.
and if some of my family members listening, they might get me, mm-hmm. but I have to tell it.
Okay,
we got in our van. We had a van,
mm-hmm.
and we went out as a family. We couldn't afford clothes. We couldn't afford a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Kmart, mm-hmm. and this is a true story. We wanted to have something new for Christmas, so we all went to steal some clothes.
Wow.
To wear.
Wow.
For Christmas.
Oh, Lord.
And I'm serious.
Oh, Lord.
And this is not like I'm showing you where we come from.
Mm-hmm.
We have great people in our family, but we didn't have the resources.
Right.
We didn't have the money.
Right.
Here it is. We intentionally went to Kmart to get some clothing because we didn't have it to wear. I said that to say this. There are so many people in that same predicament today.
Yes.
In that condition today.
Yeah.
That you look at them because they're trying to put up this front to look good. But really, they struggle to even wake up in the morning. They struggle to even put on some clothes or even they don't have no food or none of that stuff. And we think all is well because they're trying to compete with the Joneses. And they don't want a spirit of embarrassment to pop up here on their life because you thought all along that they were stable. And they've been living in an unstable world
for
so long.
Yeah.
And so they're too ashamed to ask for help.
Wow.
They're too ashamed to ask for clothing. And so here they get it the best way they possibly can.
Yeah.
And so this is the time that we search the heart of people and not dig and pry into individuals' business.
Yeah.
But truth be told, we know when somebody is phony kicking it.
Yeah.
We know when somebody is just trying to paint a picture like they really got it.
Yeah.
We know that.
Yeah.
And this is the time we don't pry, but we bless. We pray. We help them out. And if you want to be blessed, if you want the blessings of the Lord to fall upon you, sow seed and to the right ground.
Bless somebody.
Bless somebody.
That's it. Bless
somebody. I'm tired of people belittling individuals. These bullies, we talk about them all the time. You belittling individuals. You know, can I be real?
Come on.
Most of the times I do what I do because I don't have.
Right.
Most of the time. And so if you look at my outer appearance, you would think that this guy got it together. But I'm not ashamed to tell nobody that my church can't afford to pay me in that capacity. So I got to make ends meet the way I possibly can. But guess what? I stop on notice. I live good.
Right.
I'm not hungry. I still dress nice.
Right.
My place is fabulous, and I'm appreciative for that, but it's still a struggle at times.
Right.
And I don't want nobody to get it twisted like we got it all together, because I'm not trying to present myself to be more than what I really am. At all.
Yeah.
I want people to know the commonality of my lifestyle is conducive to their poverty.
Come on.
And so don't think because you don't have that you got to be on the last of the totem pole. No.
Come on.
The Lord would dispatch angels and bless you in your condition.
Mm.
And so we are recipients in the past, but now it's time for us to be distributors.
Yeah.
And so a lot of Christians don't want to be distributors. They only want to be recipients. And that's the downfall of the church because the church do not want to see others blessed.
Yeah.
We talk the talk.
Yeah.
And we don't walk the walk. My 3 points was yesterday. Be consistent in your talk. Be consistent in your walk. But then be consistent in your call.
Yeah.
Here, a lot of times we're not consistent in our call.
Mm.
Our call, Jesus said it best. I did not come to be served, but I come to serve.
Mm.
And here it is. You got people right underneath your nose in worse condition than you in. If you can be able to look beyond your own shortcomings, your own things that you want but don't have currently, trust and believe because of your faithfulness in the Lord and your faith and to trust and believe that God only got you in this matter temporarily, watch how he will blow your mind.
Yeah.
And so even with this, that's why he's blowing our mind.
Yeah.
It's because we got people on board that trust and believe that we're not belittling nobody.
Yeah, we need to get out of this mindset of, and we did remember when we did the article a few weeks ago about you're not as small as you think. And that,
for real.
That process of thinking, well, since we ain't got nothing, we can't help nobody.
For real.
But see, I know some folk.
Yeah. Yeah,
I know some folk who ain't got nothing.
Yeah,
that's always trying to help somebody.
That's always trying to help somebody.
I know some folk. I ain't gonna tell nobody's business.
Man.
But I know some folk
who ain't got
a whole lot, but always willing to give what they got.
Man,
and I know some folk who truly take the term giving till it hurts.
To God be the
glory. Literally.
Literally.
And I've seen it happen, and I've seen I tell you right this, I get mad about it.
Man.
I'm talking about my mama.
Yeah.
My mama will give her last to folk.
Wow.
And I remember one time she got a phone call from a family member.
Wow.
I'm trying not to get myself in no trouble. She got a phone call from a family member one time saying, I didn't have no shoes or I didn't have something. And my mama took her last $150-some-odd dollars.
Wow.
And went and bought shoes.
Wow.
Only to find out that this dude was just acting a fool.
Wow.
And whatever. Wow. Now, my reaction.
Wow.
Y'all pray for
wow.
me. My reaction was different than what hers was.
Wow.
Because hers was, you just won't get it again. Mine was, oh, no, you going to get that back.
And that's a typical reaction.
Because that's your mama.
That's
and you,
mama.
You know nobody yeah. get mama. But I just know her as one of those people give it last. I know, you know, again, I don't know your financial situation. However, I do know that you don't work a full-time job.
At all.
You don't have a regular employment.
Yeah.
I know that First Bethel, based on our conversation, does not pay you what they – whatever.
Talk.
Okay. So, but what I do understand is God looks at the heart of men, and he takes what you do, and if you're doing it for God, he blesses you because of that.
Man, he
does. So you never go without. So when that scripture was written, it says, "I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread." Now, see that. So you ain't got to beg for nothing. Because God provides it, because God recognizes what I give you, you won't even keep.
You won't even
so
keep.
God will turn around and say, I can keep blessing you because I know you ain't trying to store it up nowhere.
Wow.
You're only trying to be a blessing to somebody else. So if I know that I can use you as a conduit, Parks,
wow.
if I can keep sending things your way,
wow.
and you're going to be and all you are is a distribution house.
Wow.
Come on, somebody.
Wow.
All you are, because see, that's all the church is supposed to be.
That's it.
See, we take that term so that there's meat in my house.
Wow.
We tie up a scripture. We take that tithing scripture for bring all ye tithes to the storehouse so that we meet my house. Let me help somebody. The church is not the storehouse. I'm gonna go and say this,
I'm gonna make
some deacons mad.
He's for the teacher.
The
now.
Church is not the storehouse.
Yeah.
You bring it to the church, and then the church is then supposed to distribute.
Wow.
Come on. They're supposed to distribute it
wow.
out to everybody that needs it,
wow.
not just keep it all in the house. Because watch this. I guarantee you, if you were doing what you were doing,
wow,
right, if you said we wanted to give 5,000 book bags, right,
wow.
and somebody was – and so everybody who couldn't bring book bags said, well, here, Parks, we're going to give you – here's $1,000.
Uh-huh.
Go write book
uh-huh.
bags. Or go
uh-huh.
get book bags. And Park said, well, 1,000 look good to me, and
uh-huh.
I'm going to put this over here. I promise you, you wouldn't have another book bag drive.
Exactly.
God would cut that off in a heartbeat.
He will.
He would cut that off in a heartbeat, and you would be looking for a new scheme. Come on.
You know, can I be real with you?
Come on.
I'm glad you mentioned this.
Come
because
on.
Because I tell anybody this, and I'm being so real. When I say this, I'm so real. I don't want to be tempted with the temptation of being of greed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be the temptation or mishandling, not being a good steward
mm-hmm.
of what God blessed us with.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the Lord blessed us, because I'm a product man.
Yeah.
I tell just if you can't give the money, give the product.
Mm-hmm.
Give us what we
mm-hmm.
the necessary things we need
mm-hmm.
To make this happen. Because, you know, people watch it and people looking at, okay, did my money go towards this? My money go towards that.
Yeah.
But let me share this with you guys too. You got to look at a person's track record.
That's it.
And see what have they done in the past and how the doors open in their life.
Right.
You want to sow in individuals' lives that you can see it being reproduced.
That's good.
And a lot of times we can't see the reproduction because the seed that we sow in is not a seed. It's a donation.
No fruit.
It's no fruit whatsoever. it's none whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And so here it is. We do this not to build up our personal ministry,
right?
But it's about the kingdom
That's
of
it.
God.
That's it.
And I love the kingdom, and I can preach and teach on the kingdom all day.
Mm-hmm.
It's just Christians are not kingdom minded.
Woo.
And so when we're talking about kingdom
Woo.
Here, we are citizens in
Woo.
The kingdom. See, I can go on talking about the kingdom, but it would go over your head, and you would think that I'm preaching and teaching a cult. Because we have not expanded our spiritual mindset
mm-hmm.
because we're so stuck in a lot of traditions
mm-hmm.
that they have not been taught or mm-hmm. preached in
mm-hmm.
our church.
Right.
But because of our kingdom mind, you are royalty.
Mm.
That means that you got everything that you necessarily need and you got the instructions on how to receive it and
yeah,
get it.
That's good.
Now, here it is. That's why Psalms 24 It's so good. It's so pitiful in our life. Here, you got to understand, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. That's for those believers. That's for those that believe.
Come on.
That everything that's in the earth, it belongs to us. Because in the book of Genesis, before he got to the 26th chapter, 26th verse in the first, second chapter, he made everything it was before man was even created. And so before man was created, God was so strategic in his doing. In 5 days, he created everything that we needed. Then on the sixth day, he created man. Then he had the rest of the wild. And then for some of you women to understand, God did not create you for this earth, but he created you to be the glory of man. That's in 1 Corinthians. Now, I'm going to take you places that you need to understand. Here, you're connected to man because you came out of man, that you would glory be the glory of man, that man would be able to glorify God. Now, we're talking about kingdom teaching here. Now, here it is, sisters and brothers. In order to get to where you need to be, you need to know how to sow into the kingdom of God.
Wow. That's good.
I'm serious.
That's good. That's good.
I'm serious. And it's good stuff, y'all. I'm serious. He started it up with us blessing the young man. We're going to bless that young man, this young man. And then let me say this. Drop that spirit talking about there's other people that need blessings too. We're talking about that young fella now.
And again, I know there are. There are probably people listening right now. Somebody on this stuff needs some stuff outside the church on the move that's on a bike. But we got to get to a place where we can feel immediate needs. And we're talking about a need of someone who cannot help themselves. See, some folk in need. And you in need because you done messed up 15,000 times. This, you know, we're talking about the need of ones who are not responsible yet for themselves. So again, man, it's gonna be a good thing. We'll get you guys more information on that. Dana Miller, once again, thank you so much. You're always willing to reach out and help. Still got your card. I think this is yours. Sitting out. No, that's from what you call it. I got a card or something from her. But we do thank you so much. It's just a blessing. From you all. Thank you. We really appreciate y'all. So anyway, man, look here. Just to move subject slightly.
Okay.
Because we are talking about the spirit.
Yeah.
The spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit. Y'all know I said this early on about my prophetic unction. I just want to talk prophetically for a moment.
I know where he going.
I just want to talk. Now, I know you still on strike and all over there.
I look at the score.
But you still see the news.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Right, I just don't watch the games.
Right. I want to talk about prophetic unction for a hot moment. I just don't want to brag about nothing, but I want to brag on the Lord, if I could do that. That's all right. Sir. I just want to brag on the Lord. I said at the beginning,
Was it three or four?
I said four.
All right.
Because they had already lost one, and I didn't count the one. I said just four. I said that the Bears would only win four games.
Lord have mercy.
This year, I said that. I said that was going to be my prophetic unction. I looked,
Lord,
at what I saw, and I saw what I saw, and I said, "This is it. This is all it's going to be." Well, I want to go ahead and put it out there, right, Leslie Kelly? They do. There ain't no anointing on the Bears. Leslie Kelly said the Bears suck. She just typed it out just like that. They are good and terrible.
She's a Packers fan.
We're going to pray for her deliverance on that. Ain't much we can do about that. I ain't never going to support a cheesehead. I don't care how much I dislike the Bears. But anyway, right now I believe the Bears are 3. Are we correct? Are they 3-11 right now? Is that accurate?
They're 3-forever.
Is that accurate?
They are 3-forever.
Yeah, so I just wanted to put that out there real quick, man. I just wanted to share that real quick with y'all about that. But something else. So did you see, and I thought this was almost impossible. I was watching the news yesterday. No, actually, when yesterday I got an alert. You know, I get them CNN alerts on your phone. You get them CNN alerts.
Uh-huh.
I got a CNN alert, and I don't even know how this popped. CVS is buying Aetna insurance.
CVS.
Oh, wow.
The drugstore people.
Okay.
Here's my first question.
You probably go where I'm about to.
Ain't nobody ever in CVS.
Well.
All of the stores. But this is what I said this other day, but somebody corrected me real quick on the CVS thing. They said they ain't in there buying drugs, but they're in there buying drinks.
Okay.
They said people. I didn't know. Do CVS got the hookup on alcohol?
I don't know, but.
Somebody tell the
truth. I've seen several CVS shut down.
Closed. all the ones in the hood closed.
So maybe that's their intention just to shut down to buy Aetna.
$69 billion.
They got, but now I'm going to tell you this. Now,
where's CVS getting now, money from?
They've been having money. CVS just really came to Chicago on the last 10 years.
Where did it come from?
But now, in their defense, when I used to work for Central States Air, I used to deal with a CVS community relations director.
Okay.
They do more for the community than any other company, drug company, or however you want to put it.
Really? More than what?
They have
Walgreens and all that?
They have an awesome community-based organization.
Okay.
I mean, it's awesome. Now, I am leery because they're closing. Now, are they trying to migrate from the hood?
I guess the question is, you going to be the insurance company and going to sell me the drugs at the same time?
Man, so that means you can pay.
You winning. Double dipping, ain't you?
Man, you double dipping.
Man, what in the world? I'm like, because that's the first thing I said, same thing you said. You drive past CVS, you don't see nobody in there.
You don't.
And then when you drive past the ones that used to be in the city,
yeah,
most of them are closed.
Most of them are closed. So they still in the suburbs, but CVS been around
for a long time. They are in the suburbs.
Yeah.
That you are absolutely correct on. They are still in the suburbs. Because I know I went to a CVS a while back over here. I tried to go to a CVS. No, it was a while back. A couple summers ago, I went to a CVS down there on Madison. It's closed now.
Yep.
CVS on Madison to try to get some paper plates or something, and they literally had one pack of plates in the whole stuff.
I can believe that.
And the shelves are empty.
Now, I know what was their problem.
What was it?
Too many snatch and grabs. You on Madison.
A discount was going on.
You on Madison and KFC. They was coming in.
That's the one. Yeah, that is the one.
They was in there like I used to work over the neck across the street. It was Ruby's then.
Okay.
With Lawrence Henderson and my godfather.
Uh-huh.
And when I tell you, people would go in there and just steal. I mean, that was just free merch in there, for real. It was just free merch. So that's the problem with over there, man. It's just free merch. They got tired of people stealing.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind, there was a time that a lot of Walgreens was closing down.
They did close a lot, and then they reopened.
Yeah.
Yeah, they brought them back.
Yeah, but some of them still closed.
They did not bring a lot of them back. Yeah. But I saw that. I'm like, that's very odd. That all these things on CVS, that CVS got $69 billion that they can buy Aetna insurance. For those of you who got Aetna, y'all know Aetna. You know the major insurance company, was it Blue Cross, Blue Shield? Who's the other one? Aetna. What's the other one? Somebody else. I can't think of the name of. But I saw that. I said, man, what is going on with that? Oh, Dana Miller says, we got CVS's all over California.
Yeah. CVS is. Now, Dana, do you guys have Walgreens? Because I know Walgreens
some
is not everywhere.
Some places are not. Yes, that's true. Some places are not. Like CVS, I thought CVS was more known down south, too.
Yeah, probably so.
And I think in the south.
Yeah.
I think in certain parts of because what was it? It was another drugstore that closed that they used to have. There was another like little major, like a mom, I won't call it the mom and pop drugstore. But it was another that they were mostly down south. But, man, yeah, so CVS, man, 69.
And they saying that it could help shape up the
it's going to help it. Yeah, you read. Yeah. I thought, I'm like, wow. So that's good stuff. Anyway, so, oh, let me say this, man. Let me get the, where is it at? Who sent it to me? Tanya, can you send me the December the 8th stuff? It's a lot of stuff going on December the 8th, y'all. I had no idea that it was this much stuff. First, it was just your thing on December the 8th.
Uh-huh.
Now we got 50 million things going on December.
Really?
Yeah, it's all kind of people at concerts, and it's a concert going on December the 8th. I know it's somewhere in my somewhere in something. Let me see. Where is it at? Let me see. Sent photo. Here it is right here. Okay. So on Friday, December the 8th, Saved and Lit Showcase. Saved and Lit.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like hip hop gospel.
Okay.
Saved and Lit Showcase. Kingdom World Church.
That's
with Daria's whoever
this. Oh, but it's just there.
It's there.
Okay.
It's at this church. Right.
Okay.
Kingdom World Church, 4341 West Division. You know what that is?
Yeah, that's Duncan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's right off Costner.
Okay, 4341 West Division. That's going to be at 7 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
VIP tickets are $30. Kid tickets are $20. I'm sorry. VIP tickets are $30. Adult tickets are $20. Kid tickets are $10. Guest host Jeremiah Brownlee. Special guest Ari Cole. Travell Juden and Jahari McGee. And this is presenting Ken the Messenger is presenting this. We debuted his single on the show on Friday. I'm gonna give y'all a little bit of that real quick. I'm gonna let my dude over here bounce to it real quick because it's one of them. It's one of them. Name of the song one more time is My God is Dope.
My God is dope.
My God is dope. That's the name of the joint. Gonna give y'all a little bit of that. We're gonna take a quick break to this. When we come back, we'll talk about one more thing, then we're gonna jump into today's article. We're gonna give y'all some more of this. My God is dope. We'll be back, y'all.
My God is dope. My God is dope, man. He the GOAT. Yeah, he the GOAT. Huh? My God is dope. 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 My God. That's what we do the most. That's what we do the most. My God is dope, man. He the GOAT. Yeah, he the GOAT. Look, my God is dope. That's if you don't know.
Oh my God, I had to give y'all a little bit of that. So that concert is, or that showcase rather, the Saved and Lit showcase is this coming Friday, December the 8th. So for those of you who cannot, watch this. Y'all can do both. Let me help y'all out. Let me show you how you do this, right? To be a blessing, go to my man's, to the gala, right? Drop off your toy, drop off your donation, buy some raffle tickets.
Yeah.
Then you can turn around and go down into this thing.
Or
you can do both. Or vice versa.
We're there till 1 in the morning.
Right.
We're getting it in.
Right. So you can go down there first.
You got some house music here today?
No.
I just want to show them what I'm going to be doing. I just want to. Listen, why my
ask
brother.
Me, ask me the question one more time.
You got some house music on here today?
Are you going to be a cool man? No.
No. Hey. You should get the shade out of that. Hey, let me say this real quick.
Go ahead,
Pastor.
Go ahead.
Garrett, I hope you're still on.
Yeah.
Listen, me and pastors that worship, they haven't
I was about to tell you.
Oh,
they're gonna be here Friday.
Really?
All of them.
I promise you, I was going to ask you.
Yeah, they're going to be.
Need a little room lift, homie. Need a little room lift.
They're going to be here Friday.
I promise.
I was about to get to that.
Man, we own it.
I was about to get to that.
Let me get the
thing. Hold on. Let me get the picture. Angela sent it to me, but I don't see it. Hold on. Where is it at? Tanya, can you send me the
Really? Come on, my person.
Really?
Come on.
Really?
Oh.
No, you will not.
Man.
Okay.
I got the rear belly dance.
Here we go. This ain't what I. Oh no, Tanya, can you send me the Shepherd's Worship deal, please?
Oh my God.
So I can make the announcement. I thought I had the.
Man, I
the
can't
thing
make it
on
Friday.
Here.
I might can.
No. Anyway, no. We go. Y'all will not. Anyway. anyway, as I was saying, I killed it myself.
Damn.
Yeah, it's over. You trying to get to that part.
Man,
I know.
I be jamming, man.
Yeah,
I be jamming,
over.
Man.
It's over. Anyway, can you send me while you playing music? Can you send me the When to Worship information? Can you do that, though? Can you send me that?
Man, I was jamming, man.
See, before.
Man, we was jamming, man.
The tape got stuck. Man, we was jamming,
right,
man.
Right.
Man.
Oh, God.
Oh, my. But, yes, when Shepherds Worship, they will be here in the house on Friday, all of them. So I got to get my mic set up. I'm going to be setting up Wednesday after the show ends on Wednesday. I got to set up and, as you said, make a little room in here on Friday. It's going to be a good time. Pat Hicks say, Parts, get somewhere and sit down.
Hey, Pat.
Pat Hicks say, get somewhere and sit down.
Now show me a dictionary of dancing. Pat, look up dancing.
Oh, God.
And Adrian says, those new glasses got you going. She says, Adrian said, get up. She was ready. She said, the new glasses got you ready.
Oh, see, you hit it just too late.
Oh, here it is. When Shepherds Work. All right, here we go. Let me pull this up. She sent me the Evite. What is this? When Shepherds Worship, live in concert, y'all, great things happen when Shepherds Worship. This is a concert you do not want to miss. This is an all-pastors band.
Yeah.
We'll be sure to set the atmosphere. Come and witness the great sounds of Pastor Frederick Wilson, Pastor Russell Harris, Pastor Daniel Grant, and Pastor Anthony Tyler.
Yeah.
All of them, they will be in studio with us, y'all. The concert is December the 15th.
Yeah.
The tickets are only $10.
Yeah.
The tickets are only $10. You can get them on Eventbrite. The tickets to church, it's going to be at what church is this?
It's going to be at Temple of Life.
Temple of Glory.
Yeah, Temple of Glory, which is Pastor Fred Wilson's church.
Let me see. Yeah, Temple of Glory International.
Yeah.
Temple of Glory International. That's located at 311 East 95th Street,
mm-hmm.
Chicago, Illinois, 60619. So, again, that's Friday. Is that Friday? Is that December? Is that a Friday?
On a Friday.
Friday, December 15th, 7:30 to 10:30. We working with the brothers. They're going to be here Friday. They might have a ticket to give away on the show.
Now, here.
They might have a ticket to give away. I don't know that to be true.
And they will.
But they might have a ticket or two to give away live on the air.
I can vouch for them. These are my brothers. Actually, I was part of them in the beginning 3 years ago.
And they kicked you out?
No. I didn't have the time, and I wasn't committing. So
Okay.
I'm appreciative
mm-hmm.
that they still doing it.
Right. Uh-huh.
I'm appreciative that they're still doing it
mm-hmm.
in this capacity.
That's awesome, man.
My good buddy Garrett,
mm-hmm.
Been knowing him for years. Fred Wilson is my brother and my frat brother. And Russell is my frat brother elder.
Okay.
He's a good friend. So these guys, man, it's going to be hot. But listen here. Let us continue to pray for Fred Wilson because they have to push it back because he lost his father.
Wow.
And his father was a pastor.
Wow.
In the city of Chicago. So that was the reason why they had to push it back. But we just trust God that his glory is still going to be in there. Man, these guys are anointed. I'm excited to hear this. Now, this is the first time I was listening to their live today, and I was amazed by this.
Mm-hmm.
All of them pretty much are musicians, too.
Yeah.
So they all going to have a segment alone.
Yeah.
To display their giftedness, and that's gonna be hot.
So I'm plotting, right? I'm trying to figure out, like, you know, I'm thinking, you know, got this little stage behind me back here, and I'm thinking maybe, you know, see Friday, I may have to change my schedule or something for Friday because you know we had guests. There's a lot going on, and you know I wish it was on a Wednesday when I had the time, but on Friday, man, I'm just trying to hope I can do some stuff. Up here, man. I may bring a keyboard up here and
want to try to move them to Wednesday?
It's got to be Friday. Yeah, it's got to be Friday. Yeah, it's cool. But I'm gonna have them up here, man, and I'm gonna get the mic set up. Maybe they give us a little bit of Acapulco.
Acapulco.
Yeah. This is Daniel says, yes, sir. Each brother will have a segment to shine. Amen.
Yeah.
That's good, man. So one more time, y'all. December 15th at Temple of Glory International Church. When Shepherds Worship will be in concert, one more time, Temple of Glory International, 311 East 95th Street, 7:30 p.m. That's Temple of Glory Church, When Shepherds Worship, from 7:30 to 10:30. So look, y'all, we got some stuff happening. We got this Friday coming up. We got the toy drive gala. What is it called again?
fundraiser gift.
He don't even know.
Caught me by surprise.
I know, right? He wasn't ready to say it again. He done said it 30 times, but he wasn't ready. My bad. I know I got it on here somewhere.
Yeah, it's on
there. Where is the gala? But yeah, we got that information out there. So that's this Friday. There's also, oh, wait, this is, he's Terrence Stowe's brother-in-law. Oh, so this is Marcy's husband.
Yeah, Marcy has Fred Wilson.
Right. Yeah. Okay, Marcy Stowe.
And he's
right.
Anita, him and Anita, sister and brothers.
Anita Wilson.
Yeah.
Anita Wilson, who sang, no.
She sang Jesus Will.
Yeah, yeah, who I just saw at concert at the.
Exactly.
At Lightfest.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
As a sister, yeah.
Okay, okay. You got your dancing definition, but. You know how we have, you know how the people at the churches, them pastors, they say, read, daughter, we need to get past a segment where she just come on and we say, read. The definition.
Love you, Pat.
Read.
Wow.
I'm done. I'm done. Anyway, y'all, so yeah, we got that coming up. It's going to be a good time. So they will be in the house on Friday. I'm excited. Y'all going to let me look. They're going to let me in the group. I don't know if they're going to let me. You know, I could care. I'm good at singing in the background now.
It's good worship.
I'm cold in the background.
Yeah.
I ain't worship, trying to lead right. Nothing, but I'm cold in the background. If you just give me my note, I need my note ahead of time. But, you know, just.
Yeah.
I'm cold in the background, though. Anyway, so they're going to be here Friday, man. So we're going to have a packed house on Friday. It's going to be a good time. I'm excited about it.
You know, Daniel, Gary, I love All About You as well by Anita. Man, I love that song.
Yeah, so we got to get –
that's my dancing song.
I'm waiting on – y'all haven't gotten the – y'all going to send us the bio and all that stuff for the group and all that stuff. Send that to Tanya. I'm sure she's y'all working that out. And then if there's music, is there already some recorded music that I can, because I want to play y'all music. Now, y'all can sing on live if y'all want to. I mean, that's wonderful. But I'd like to get y'all some of y'all's, you know, play some of y'all's music, you know, as a lead up to get the folks familiar with it. But anyway, so much stuff is going on, man. It's just good. It's a good time, man. It's a good time in the Lord. So, y'all, look, we can watch this. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to jump right into today's conversation. Jump right into today's conversation. Seven Signs is not really a team. Seven Signs is not really a team. We'll be right back, y'all.
We hope that you're enjoying today's broadcast. If you have any questions or simply would like to comment on today's show, please give us a call at 347-934-0546, or you can reach us at 855-381-8804. We would like to hear from you.
Amen, 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 amen. So, yeah, y'all, having a good time today. It's going to be a good time. So we got this really good article, man. We want to jump right into this thing. Seven Signs is not really a team. Seven Signs is not really a team. This is good. This article was just written a few days ago. And it talks about, you know, about team building and all that. And we're always talking about it. And I love this because myself and Parks, and one thing I've learned about him and we've learned about each other is that we're people who just like to get stuff done.
Exactly.
And sometimes we can alienate ourselves because we don't want to include people, because when people let you down, you have a tendency to want to cut people off.
Yeah.
And then people like to say that we have a great team. And so we're going to find out some of this today about whether or not what you call a team is really a team and all that stuff. So let's just jump into it. The writer says this. He says, in my world, the word team is almost used on a daily basis. He says, most of us want to be in a team environment. However, in my experience of working with churches, and it was true when I was in business also, more people claim to have it than actually do.
Wow.
He says, I still see more control than empowerment. I still see more internal silos than I see true cooperation. I see rules and policies being used to restrict action or so-called protect the organization than I see freedom to explore as individuals within the healthy structure of a defined team objective. He says, I've learned to look for a few signs when someone tells me they have a team environment. Here are seven signs it's not really a team. Number one, go for it, sir.
One person makes all the decisions. Lord have mercy.
Oh, Jesus.
Most who think they have a true team culture will skip this one. because many times they don't even see it happening.
Mm-hmm.
But if everyone has to wait for the team leader to make a decision, or if things continually stall because one person hasn't yet voiced their opinion, it's probably less of a team than proposed. On a team, at some point, everyone sits in the seat of authority.
Mm.
This is a mutual trust and empowerment of others.
Yeah.
I hate this.
Go ahead.
Because those who've been here won't let those come here stay here.
Ooh, Jesus.
Because they feel like every decision got to be based on them. And this is the killer part. They will listen, but at the end of the day,
gonna do what they want to do.
They're gonna do what they want to do.
Gonna do what they want to do.
They're gonna do what
so
they want to do.
So you wasted my time.
You wasted my time.
Yeah.
Listen, a team, even the coach, he has assistant coaches.
Yep. And team leaders.
And team leaders. Captains.
Yep. Captains. Yep.
Because they all have a certain expertise.
Yep.
An effective leader would get a group of individuals that they all have expertise. Here.
Yeah.
I got to bring in Bush, President Bush, the last one.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't a great leader.
No.
But he had a great administrating team.
Yes, he did.
And because of his administration, it made him seem like he was a great president.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes it's your administration would make you become that great leader you are.
Yeah.
It'll bring out the best in you.
You're only as good as the team around you.
Exactly.
Like, give you a very good example. Phil Jackson, when he was here in Chicago.
That's good.
And when he went to L.A., is still listed as one of the best and greatest coaches ever.
Yeah.
Right? And that was because he assembled the best coaching staff around him.
Yeah.
Right? But when he became the general manager of the New York Knicks, and he was the one making all of the decisions, and he did not have a good team around him, what happened?
That's good. That's good. That's absolutely
you go
good.
From greatness to foolery.
Exactly.
To embarrassment.
Exactly.
Because you did not put a team of people around you. Now, either it was because he didn't really want to be there or whatever. He never formed that same. He never had that same connection. And then even from the steps down, Michael Jordan being as great as he was, it wasn't until he started to allow the team.
The team.
Think about those championships when they were coming down to the line and he passed the ball to Steve Kerr.
Yeah.
And he passed the ball to John Paxson.
Yeah.
Because he knew he was going to be double and triple team.
That's good.
Come on.
Me as a leader.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to tell you one of my problems I have personally.
Mm-hmm.
I give you so many chances to mess up.
Ooh.
After you mess up, I'm done.
Ooh.
I'm not going to ask you to do it.
Ooh.
I'm not going. And if you give me lip or if I ask you to do something,
uh-oh,
you start frowning up.
Uh-oh.
Best believe you're not going to be asked again.
Wow.
I don't care who you are.
Wow.
Because I feel like I shouldn't have to beat down a dead horse to get you to do something that you volunteered to do.
Mm.
Most people volunteer to do things and they have issues doing what they say they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's my problem. Yeah. That's my pet peeve.
Yeah.
Yesterday, somebody on my team currently said, you know, I'm going to have to get you to learn how to delegate. I said, well, I delegate.
Yeah.
I said, I asked you to do two or three things.
Mm-hmm.
Have you done them yet?
Uh-oh.
No, not yet. I'm doing it. I said, so why you want extra tasks?
Right.
When you have not
completed. You want me to give you something else.
You have not completed the task at hand.
Because, see, the task that you gave me wasn't all that important.
Ooh.
I want the big job. Okay, let me.
Ooh.
Let me move on. Number two says this. Everyone doesn't have a key role. The writer says, on a real team, all the players are needed. They may not all play the same amount of time, and they fill different positions because everyone is valued. All players are needed. Everybody plays a role on the team. You cannot exclude people. Everybody serves a purpose on a team. And the minute you start feeling like, well, this is the only group, and I get it. Trust me, I am guilty of it. Even here at the church, I am guilty of when somebody asks me, Dana, can you lead this thing? Instantly, I had five names pop up in my head.
That's good.
And I had to be corrected by somebody on the team to say, hey, you should ask somebody else. I remember during when we got ready to do this outdoor event 3 years ago, where we outdoors, and we were trying to do this whole medical thing where we had people from the hospitals coming in and doing blood pressure, health fair for the kids and all that kind of stuff, right? Games and all that. We invited choirs and churches and all this stuff. And we were having we were trying to reach out to the medical community, and there was a young lady who's in the church who is a registered nurse, but we didn't I was not going to ask her because of my own thoughts and about some stuff, And I was told, you know, it was like, hey, you should ask.
Right.
And the minute I asked, they were on it. And
wow.
I mean, they were on it like, what information?
Wow.
Where's the information so I can? They,
wow.
Then they, look, they started harping us. Y'all didn't send us the info.
Wow.
So it was like, exactly. You have to give, again, you at least have to give them the opportunity.
You have to give them the opportunity.
You at least have to give them the opportunity. Even if they're not starting on squad, you got to let them come off the bench.
Man, that's
come
good.
Come on.
That's good.
Come on.
Your bench players sometimes can outshine your starters.
Sometimes the bench players will light a spark
yeah.
under those who are on the team.
Exactly.
Right. Those who expect to start all the time.
Because
as a pastor, you can say this. Now, you don't have any associates, do you?
Yeah. I have three ministers.
You do?
Two ministers.
Do they preach?
Yeah, when they want to.
When they want to?
Yeah, as in, I ask them, and if they're not ready,
oh.
I understand.
Because from a pastor's perspective, and you could probably say this, I'm sure it gave your former pastor, Ira Acri, it gave him pleasure when one of his associates would get up there and tat a house up.
Oh, definitely. It looked good on him.
But it gives you, because it's like, man. And
yeah.
then watch this. It make you want to preach.
Yeah.
I've heard, because I know there's been plenty of times, and I ain't saying it to be big-headed. When I would preach here, when my former pastor was here,
uh-huh.
and I would preach, he's like, boy, you making me want to preach now.
For real.
Because you.
That's what it does. It gets contagious.
It does. And you want them to feel like they're a part of what the ministry that you have.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you have to want to include everybody in the process.
And always remember this. Every volunteer matters.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
You can't treat volunteers like they're nobody.
Good. That's good.
You have to give them assignments.
That's good. Everybody matters.
Everyone matters.
That's
you know,
good.
On a team, let's go to a football team.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Not only do you have a coaching staff,
mm-hmm.
not only do you have players,
mm-hmm.
but you have the equipment manager.
Yep.
You have your water boys. Everybody play a pivotal part of what it is that we need to do to become successful.
Wow.
You just have certain times that this is your time to shine.
Mm-hmm.
Here, water boys, your time to shine during timeout.
Come on.
During a halftime. You got to have stuff ready. Equipment manager, when equipment begins to fail,
yeah, that's
you
got to
make sure that's your part.
Do your part.
Do your part.
Now, don't you, equipment manager now, be over here trying to coach the team.
Exactly.
See?
There you go.
Now
you're out of alignment.
Come on.
Because you don't know the full ins and out of coaching. But a coach don't know the full ins and out of equipment management
right.
either.
It ain't my job to do that.
It's not my job.
I don't know how to fix the pads and the helmet.
Exactly. Let me stay in my lane. You might know, you might, here, I'm showing you how good an equipment manager could be.
Mm-hmm.
He could look at your helmet on your head to tell that it needs a little more air.
Need some more air, Doc. You need some, the reason you keep getting these concussions
he knows
is because
that.
Your helmet ain't inflated right. Because I can tell you right now, when I played semi-pro ball, we had
uh-huh.
this old cat that was a concussion, and he saw my helmet, and as a DB, you know, we wore as least amount of equipment as possible.
Definitely.
Because you had to try to run
yeah.
with them receivers.
Yeah.
You know, and so my helmet was always a little, you know, and I'm trying to think, at the time, I still had some hair.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I still had some, because if we talking, this is 90, or yeah, this is like 97, 98. I think I might have still had some semblance of a S-curl or something. You know, one of them curl. But, you know, my helmet was slipping
yeah.
on my head, and it wasn't from the product. And, you know,
yeah, you needed to put
he said, you need
down.
Some more air, Doc.
Yeah.
So literally, he would put the helmet on, and then he put the pump on.
And can I be real?
Yeah.
Because he said you need a little more air, it saved you from going to see the trainer.
Sure did.
Because you could have gotten into a hit
yep.
on the field.
Yeah. Or it stopped me from being taken out of the game.
Yeah.
When I was needed.
Exactly.
Because I'm doing, come on now.
From
on.
Equipment malfunction.
Come on, sir.
So here it is. Every individual that's on the team
yeah.
matters.
Everybody matters.
Yeah.
Everybody matters. Let's go. Number three.
There are multiple agendas. One thing that makes a team is everyone is playing for the same objective.
Mm.
Without this, there's more competition than there is cooperation.
Mm.
Without this, there is more competition than there is cooperation.
Multiple agendas.
Multiple
yeah.
agendas. See, that's why it's important to cast the vision.
Come on.
Clearly.
Come on.
Because you don't want no one to leave without thinking that they don't understand our job description or duties.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is our primary goal?
Yeah.
What is if there's a problem? Let's look at a solution.
Yeah.
Let's not cause more ruckus than what it really is.
Yeah.
And so here, there only needs to be one agenda.
There should be one voice.
One voice.
Yes.
But that one voice matters to all ears.
Yeah.
Because now in order for that voice to really be heard, we look at the sound of the voice during the. Here it is. We look at the sound of the voice really is dictated by the success
mm-hmm.
of whatever it is that we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't hear the sound of the voice, you would not be as successful in the event.
Yeah.
Now, if you heard the sound of the voice, you know that a person heard the relevant sound by seeing the success at the end product.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you don't see the success in the end product, that means you messed up in the beginning.
Come on now. Come on now.
See,
good.
It's not in the middle. It's in the beginning because you made it clear. See, if you made it clear in the beginning, then we had time to adjust. We had time to if there's any problems
mm-hmm.
or conflict,
mm-hmm.
we had time to deal with that.
Yeah.
But if you didn't make it clear,
mm-hmm.
that's just like me doing something wrong for so long.
Woo.
And you see me doing it
Woo,
wrong,
Jesus.
But never correct me until
Woo,
it's time for me to take the test.
Ooh, Jesus. Yeah, that's the thing that I think I like this part because he talked about multiple agendas. When you're absent leadership, everybody's got a separate agenda. When you're absent leadership, everybody has their own agenda
because
my job is to do this.
That's
and
good.
Then your job now, all of a sudden now you're redefining your role.
That's good.
When if you were in this role already, who are you to read? You don't get to redefine your role.
Wow.
If your role was a deacon,
uh-huh.
then your job is the deacon.
Yeah.
If God didn't call you to pastor, then you need to continue doing your deaconing.
That's
as the preacher I heard say the other day, keep deaconing.
That's what he said.
He said, if you're a deacon, go deacon. He said, anybody ask you to pastor? Go deacon. I know, right? I was done. I almost fell out my chair. Just like you, I almost fell out my chair. I said, what in the world? But there needs to be a solid voice. I like that. Lakeisha Winter said, who's controlling all communication? It's a team effort. Yeah, you got to be, there needs to be one. You know what I think about often? And I remember this from my own marching band days. And then that's why I loved the movie when it came out. I remember going to see it. Remember Drumline?
Man, one sound, one band, one sound.
One band, one sound.
That's our motto for my softball team.
I don't care how great you are as an individual drummer.
Yeah.
When you take over, when you try to do your own thing and you playing a different beat, then don't nobody, watch this. It's the band that they recognize.
Exactly.
It ain't you.
Exactly.
The band.
Yeah.
So same thing with the church. It should be Jesus that we pointing people to, not the one individual. Or if you on the team and you this or that, well, you know, people talking about you. Are you the pastor?
Man. Can I be honest? There's a difference between a hand and a fist.
Oh, Jesus. Uh-oh.
A hand is a bunch of individuals.
Yeah.
A fist
mm-hmm.
is a collective unit.
That's good. That's good.
I never forget my old college coach, Max Bowman,
mm-hmm.
used to tell us, we're not a bunch of these,
mm-hmm.
but we're here.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at these, these can wander anywhere they want to go. They do whatever they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's a solid fist,
mm-hmm.
it brings more power.
Well, that's what that lady that played everybody's grandmama in all the movies that was in Soul Food. She said, when you see a hang like this, this is what it is. But when you put it together, it's a mighty weapon for the Lord.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
She played everybody's grandmama. Oh, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But,
Anyway,
let's keep going. We're talking about seven signs. It's not really a team. Number four says this. Communication is controlled. Uh-oh. Teams share information. They continually update one another on what they are individually contributing to the team and weigh in on decisions. Team dynamics are damaged when only a few people know everything or when the most important conversations are held or decisions are made for them outside of the team.
That's selfish.
It really is.
That right there is very – here, there shouldn't be no side meetings. There shouldn't be no parking lot meetings.
Watch out now.
That shouldn't be these type of meetings that's going to cause confusion for what you already shared with the team.
Watch out now.
If we're having a business meeting,
oh Lord,
I don't need you to have a part two
in the parking lot.
In the parking lot.
Before or after.
Right.
Before and after. Right. Because you plotting it out before.
Exactly.
And if it don't go your way during, you're going to have another meeting after.
And then here it is. You're agreeing with me openly.
In the meeting.
But you're texting somebody else
right.
while we're having the meeting.
Yeah.
Now we're going to do it this way.
You're wrong. You are.
He didn't say that right.
Wrong.
He didn't say that right.
And the problem is we don't like. Now, those are matters you need to address and ask questions
Absolutely.
On.
Absolutely.
Now, here, let me say this. That when we look at the term challenging, we always think of it as a bad thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But sometimes you could challenge a person to broaden their thinking.
Yeah, that's good.
In the capacity of, did you mean it to say it this way?
That's good.
Or maybe we can do it this. I'm big on this. If I cast a vision, I'm big on allowing the people to enhance the vision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because if the Lord, just like this party, here it is. I ask people for their ideas because I don't know everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so if the Lord giving me the vision, by me casting the vision, is to get others to enhance it and work the vision.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want someone to work the vision that's grudgingly and don't like you.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's good.
Because you're now just a positional leader.
Yeah.
They only following you because they want to be part of this particular ministry or this event.
Yeah.
Not because they like you.
Yeah.
Your personal development is totally off. They feel that you're not sociable. You're not approachable.
Mm-hmm.
You're not relatable.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't want to have nothing to do with you.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll do anything for the organization or the ministry or the event.
That's true.
Now, it's a sad indictment
it
if
is.
You're that type of leader.
That's true.
Because you're just level one leader.
Yeah. And you have people who are like that, and they think but they will think that they're leading well. But people don't realize is I'm not doing this for you.
Exactly.
Because I've been on that side. I've been on that side of, I ain't doing this for y'all.
That's good.
I'm doing this for the church.
That's good, man.
Because if it was me doing it for you, it wouldn't get done.
Exactly.
And that's just the truth. And that's a pill I had to swallow myself was like, because what will happen is those of you who are not in the position of leadership, you'll get frustrated with bad leaders and say, I ain't going to do nothing.
Uh-huh.
Because
I totally agree.
Yeah, I ain't going to do nothing.
Yeah.
And do what you did. But now you get yourself in trouble with God because now you're cutting off your blessing because you're being stubborn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody, Lakeisha said, no clicks.
Say what?
No clicks. And the sad part, the church has the biggest gang there is.
My God. And the individual gang.
Individual gang.
Individual gang.
Yeah.
Yeah. My.
All right, let's go on.
Let's keep going.
Conflict is seen as a threat.
Mm.
Healthy teams work through conflict and remain cooperative and supportive of one another.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is allowed to challenge. Man, there it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't read this.
Everyone
is allowed to challenge ideas or offer opposition, but in a way which it can make the team stronger and learn how to work better together. I just said, and I didn't even read that. That word challenge. It's okay to disagree to agree. It's okay that if you don't see it my way, offer your suggestions, but make sure it is constructive. Don't do it because you don't like me.
Some people don't know how to handle that.
That's true.
Some people don't know how to handle any type of questions. If you question their leadership or if they take it, watch this, it's not even you questioning their leadership. If they take it as a sign that you're questioning their leadership, they instantly become defensive and will cut you off or shut it down and go, well, this is the way it's good. This is the way it's being done.
Exactly.
That's fine. You go, well, then if you're going to do everything, then there's no need for the rest of us.
Bottom line. And this is the thing, too. Conflict comes through preparation.
Yeah.
And we're both athletes, so we always give an analogy of sports. Here, while we at practice, we run plays.
Mm-hmm.
When we get out there, we don't know the play automatically.
Right.
There's going to be conflict.
Yeah.
Somebody's going one way.
Yeah.
Someone's going the other way.
Yeah. Something is going to look different than what it looked like in practice.
Exactly.
And you need to be able to listen to somebody else to say, hey, he ain't lined up where he was lined up on the film.
Exactly.
We need to make an adjustment.
That's the purpose
but
of practice.
But if I'm stubborn as a leader, we running the play the way I said we going to run the play.
Man. And so that's the purpose of having – now, this is the purpose of having meetings.
Yeah, see?
We don't have meetings to bash,
but
we have meetings to get a solution.
Yeah.
So we all can see clearly on the direction that we need to go.
I remember being on – and I know we only got a few minutes left. I remember being on the management team at Chase. And we had the people, the guy who was over us was he was horrible.
Uh-huh.
So a bunch of managers, he was our regional.
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of the managers had gotten together via conference call.
Uh-huh.
And we had said, when we sit down with him, we need to be on one accord now. Mm-hmm. We need to be on the same page, because if we get in there and all of a sudden we start disagreeing with each other in front of him or his group, then we're going to look like this is why y'all need to follow what we say.
That's good.
So when we came in, everything that we had our own agenda. Now, we knew he was going to have an agenda, and on his agenda was the stuff that he wanted to discuss, and then we had one line item on the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
So we said, when we get to our line item, mm-hmm. we going to run it. So when we get to our stuff, we came in. It was like, Dana, you start. And then when you get through with your point, I'm going to hit him with mine. Mm-hmm. And then you hit him with your – and we were done, and they sat back, and they were shocked.
That's right. Y'all was on one accord.
And when we left there, we got 90% of everything we needed.
Wow.
And we were like, man. And the That's first good. Thing we said, we yelled at each other after, we was like, we should have did this 2 years ago.
Yep.
But we were fighting each other, realizing we were fighting for the same thing.
Same thing.
When you go, and one of the things that if you're going to be a successful team, when you go to sit down, you have to meet, especially dealing with churches. Help y'all. When you're dealing with church, you have to go down and sit with deacon boards and trustee boards, and you a group of people or whatever. Have your stuff together.
Wow.
Don't go in there discombobulated, because they're going to sense it. They're like sharks in the water with blood. If you come in there bleeding,
wow.
they're going to sense it, and they're going to do the first they're going to do is pick you apart.
Wow.
They look for weakness.
Wow.
They That's look true. For weakness. What was that? That was number four?
No, number five.
Number six says, every person is for themselves.
Woo! Woo!
The greatest value of a team is the collective wisdom and shared workload. He says healthy teams cross-train so they can pick up the slack for others when needed. When teams function more as individuals than as a team, members can become overwhelmed, frustrated, and eventually burnt out.
You got to be selflessness.
My God.
You can't – here it is, and this is one of my pet peeves when working.
Mm-hmm.
You got those that start from the beginning to the end.
Yeah.
You got those that come in the middle to the end. And then you got those that just come in at the end.
That's true.
By the time those that come in to the end, those who've been there in the beginning to the end almost burnt out because we got a big workload on them.
That's true.
And so what happens, I often, and I said this dealing with my team, I got my right hand, which is Leslie. Everyone know that.
Mm-hmm.
But I constantly tell Leslie, you can't do everything yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be able to just like I delegate things to you, you mm-hmm. got to be able to delegate to others.
Mm-hmm.
And she's the type that, and I see a lot of me in her, but she's the type, if they're not going to do it, she's just going to go ahead and take it. Okay. I tell her this, if they're not going to do it, you got to find someone else to do it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not going to do what I ask you to do, I'm going to fire you and find somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Bottom line, we don't have a problem issue with each other. It's just I need somebody who's going to be a shaker and mover,
mm-hmm.
someone who's going to get the job done. And so what happens, individuals tend to get overwhelmed because they take too much load.
Amen. That's good. That's good. Let's get this last one out. Celebration.
Celebration is received individually, not collectively.
Mm.
There will always be moments where one member is getting more recognition than another. But on healthy teams, wins are celebrated together. No one claims personal credit for the victory.
Amen.
Good.
Nobody.
No one.
And here's the deal. And that's what I like about what you said about with your event that's coming up. It's not your event. It's
exactly.
not one. It's a group of collective. It's a group of people coming together to pull something off, and that's it. Let me close this out. He says, "Those are a few clues that tell me it's really not a team. There are certainly others. Be a part of a team." He says, "You can call it what you want. It could be a group, an association, even an organization, but it's not a team." He says, "And I probably call it a crowd." One way to process this post is to discuss it with your team. Perhaps even let them respond to it anonymously. Wow. That's really good. Pastor, pray us out, sir.
Father in heaven, we thank you. Appreciate you, God. Today has been awesome, God. Today you have enlightened us on so many things, God. We even ask, continue to bless us to flow over the young man that we
yes.
want to bless.
Yes.
We ask that for far and near that we be able to have an open window of heaven. In
yes.
Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Look, y'all, it's been awesome. It's been great. We got to go. Y'all stay blessed. We will see y'all on Wednesday. Y'all take it easy, man. We out of here. T-T-L-O. Peace.
We picking up the cross and taking the limits off, taking the limits. daily fight. Some of us in the dark, so we need light. Let's talk about his word to gain insight. Too many of us.